This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Left tackle news over the weekend. One name that, unless you were looking into the arm length and stuff, a lot of people thought was maybe an option. The Rams are not letting their left tackle hit the market.
Sure not. Jackson's not going to hit the market. All the rumblings over the weekend is the Ravens don't want to let Ronnie Stanley hit the market, which goes back to a lot of what we said last week, Gold. Chiefs know what you know. Unless you want Cam Robinson, you're out of choices.
And I don't, by the way.
I'll just, even Ronnie Stanley, there's a number in which I'm not offended. That's offended. Like, there is no deal they're going to put on paper that I like for Ronnie Stanley or Cam Robinson. I hate those options. And because every single tackle, not kidding, every tackle expected to go in the first three rounds of the NFL draft, all had arm lengths shorter than any tackle they've ever drafted in the Andy Reid era. Well, I'm guessing all those guys are off the books. I came to one conclusion this weekend alone. Between arm lengths and maybe the Ravens wanting Stanley back, who I'd like more than Cam Robinson if I was forced for the vet, and Jackson getting a deal to stay with the Rams, he is not a day one free agent, so I want to make that clear. We know what day one free agents are. They're T. Higgins or whoever else, and we don't think he's going to be available, but they're the biggest names in the sport. He is not a day one free agent, but he should be for the Chiefs. Day one of free agency. Maybe even that Monday, Gold, before you're not even legally allowed to sign someone to a contract, the Chiefs should be targeting DJ Humphries. Because honestly, truth to God, I think they're out of choices. Unless they want to overpay Cam Robinson to come in here and play left tackle, Humphries is the only available choice that at least gives you even some safety net. He's not a day one free agent. He should be for the Chiefs.
We talked about on Friday last week, once they put the tag on Trey Smith, and that was Thursday, I guess, initially when the news came out, that might be a sign of we're gonna make sure we solidify the interior of this offensive line, because we also know that still gives us the best chance to win. Understanding that in the Super Bowl, of course, it wasn't good enough. But I don't like the Ronnie Stanley option. And yes, it sounds like the Ravens aren't going to let him walk anyway because of he finally had a healthy year. I don't really trust giving big time money. Cam Robinson, I actually don't think if DJ Humphries is healthy, I don't think he plays much better than DJ Humphries. The biggest what if we still have is if Humphries doesn't get hurt in the Chargers game and then who if he plays it. But I think we could see this last week, even Cody, right this second. If you had to give a $100 bet on any player to be the starting left tackle for the Chiefs in 2025, I would put my money.
They give me 100-1 on anybody.
I would put my money on DJ Humphries right now. Absolutely.
And then bring in a third round tackle to develop behind him.
Fine.
Yeah. Continue the safety net. He's a 1-year stopgap option. And look, I will say this. Tackles can play to 34, 35 and still be very productive players. Trent Williams, the best in the game. But he's 35 years old. Nobody thinks he's slipping. So if DJ Humphries got healthy, could he be a 2-3-year option? Maybe.
Yeah,
I'd rather just draft a guy. I'd rather just draft a guy in the third, sign him to his 1-year deal, and then hope that I got it right this time versus with Kingsley Suamataye or Wanye.
It would be really weird if they brought in Ronnie Stanley anyway. Think about this. The reason why they traded for Orlando Brown Jr. a couple years ago was because the Ravens said, no, Ronnie Stanley's our dude. Yeah. We're playing left tackle. And so Orlando Brown Jr. wanted to be left tackle. He gets traded to Kansas City. The Chiefs don't ever give him the long-term deal. He, of course, signs with the Bengals. Now Ronnie Stanley's older, still can't really stay healthy except for last season. And now if the Chiefs ended up signing Ronnie Stanley, they would be relying on former Baltimore Ravens tackles in two consecutive kind of runs.
I mean,
here
if they sign Cam Robinson, yeah. they'll be recreating the Jacksonville Jags offensive
yeah.
line.
Yeah, with Juwan Taylor. Yeah, it's weird how that's working out. I don't trust the fact that for the money I'm going to have to give up for Ronnie Stanley, that he can stay healthy. That's a huge gamble to me. Now, maybe if you told me that the Chiefs could pull it off financially, they brought in Ronnie Stanley and DJ Humphreys was still in the building as well, then I'm not going to hate it because then DJ Humphreys once again is the fallback plan. But financially, I don't think that makes a lot of sense knowing where they're tying up money right now.
Robinson and Stanley both don't stay healthy. So if you do that and then you do the same plan I just talked about with Humphreys, which is you take a third round pick, there's a better than not shot based on the last 3 years of both of their careers that the rookie you take in the third round is going to have to start a left tackle for you.
No, I'm saying, would they go Ronnie Stanley and then have the security blanket once again
of DJ?
But yeah, if I'm DJ Humphreys, like, at some point I'd be like,
I want to be looking for starter.
Yeah, and so the DJ Humphreys would have to have some sort of guarantee that he's got a legit shot to win the left tackle job if he were to come back. And I'm not trying to over amplify like who DJ Humphreys is, like he's some sure thing. Not at all.
He's a Pro Bowl player.
But I still think.
But
a
he's
full
also
off
missed
season.
Like, yeah. Go ahead. I was going to say his whole problem, though. I'll say. Is the same problem as
these are the crappy options they have.
If you look at this is Humphrey's just the cheaper choice.
Correct.
They're all older. They're all Cam Robinson's a little younger, but they're
he's
all
like 29.
Yeah. Not so couple years, but like over the last 3 years, I'll bet they played the same number of games. Over the last 3 years, DJ Humphrey's has played 8, 15, and 2. And over the last 3 years, I'm going to guess that Ronnie Stanley. So what do we got? 25 games.
Now Stanley did play all 17 last year, so that's a big boost for him. But prior to that, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, but I would bet over the last 3 years. And again, it's like healthy now or will be healthy. Stanley's actually played 41 games over the last 3 years. But again, Humphrey's injury was a season-long one, not a nagging injury, blah, blah, blah. Cam Robinson's actually a two-really short season.
I just think for the level of play.
Man, I'm just not comfortable with any of the choices.
Yeah, no, this is the tough spot they're in. But for the level of play that I think I can get from Cam Robinson or Ronnie Stanley or DJ Humphreys, I don't think the gap is enough between the three that I want to pay the more expensive option. If you're telling me it's going to be average-ish anyway, well, then I'll take the average salary that also accompanies DJ Humphreys compared to a multi-year, somewhat guaranteed deal for Ronnie Stanley and Cam Robinson. That's where I'm just kind of at. And yeah, that doesn't mean the Chiefs solve their left tackle problems. No, it's an ongoing thing. But I also don't want them overpaying just to say they tried to fix it. Like, we all acknowledge, and so have they, that they have a problem at left tackle, that for 5 years they've had a different left tackle in these Super Bowls. But I also don't think you need to then, well, we're just going to pay Cam Robinson because this is the offseason where he might be the best option, even though we know we're overpaying. I don't believe Brett Veach is going to do that.
I'm actually kind of worried they are. I actually kind of feel like, I don't know why it is, because I agree with you that the logical plan is just Humphreys and a draft pick. It's like the easiest plan to implement on paper. It doesn't feel like it has any more or less likely chance of ending in an injury than Ronnie Stanley or Cam Robinson, who's actually, in fairness, I looked it up, he has been a little bit healthier.
Okay.
Played with two teams last year. He played full 17 games last year. He missed a few games a year before, more the year before that. But, you know, for the most part, it's been a little healthier. I just kind of get this like feeling that everything they're doing is going to end up with them signing a tackle. Like they're going to end up overpaying for Stanley or Cam Robinson because they can't take it anymore. I don't know that they want to go through another 17 games because you'll never feel comfortable, Gold. Like you said, the safety net thing, you'll never feel good. You'll never feel safe. You'll get to game one next year and DJ Humphrey's going to be playing really well for 8 games and you'll just be afraid that at any point it's going to come to a halt. And that's I don't think they want to live like that.
The reason why we're talking about this again, the Rams over the weekend reportedly signed and retained their left tackle, Alaric Jackson. That deal, 3 for $57, reportedly $35 million guaranteed, according to Tom Pelissero. So if you're just wondering, like, what was that market going to look like if you were able to sign him? 3 for $57 is what you were talking about for him.
That's for a guy who made no money. I think he was an undrafted free agent
something,
coming out of college.
Something like
so
that.
Ronnie Stanley, you would think, would command a little bit more, maybe not way more, but a little bit more at that position. I also, part of it is dead serious. The arm length thing is not a joke. Like, I know we joke about it on the show when the mock draft sounder fires off, and I'm sure we will again. They have never, out of all the guys who are the potential first round guys, that includes Josh Connerly or any of the names I've heard, not a single one of them has an arm length that even equals the shortest armed tackle they've ever drafted with Andy Reid and Brett Veach. Ever. They're all in like the 33s. And like apparently they're dropped in as like 34.25 or anything else. And if you talk to actual people in the building, they genuinely care about it.
Yeah. No,
it's like, and it's, I know you'd be like, what's a quarter
thing? It's a real thing for them and how they judge it. The text line, 913-586-7965. I appreciate you guys' interaction. This text, though, I disagree with. Someone texted in and said, hey, it's the NFL, guys. Anyone who has played 17 games a season multiple times in a row can get hurt game one. Quit worrying. If he's the best option, he's the best option. If they can do it financially, then good. I hear you, but Ronnie Stanley, it's not just about like, oh, can he? He has a injury history, right? He played last year was the first time in his entire career, since he joined the league in 2016, that he played in every single game. 17 last year, good for him. 13 the year before, 11 the year before, 1-6.
Cam Robinson's 10 times healthier than that.
That's more than just anybody can get hurt kind of thing. You're right. Anybody can obviously get hurt. This player, Ronnie Stanley, has an injury history, and he'll be 31 next year.
Also, the Ravens are reportedly interested in keeping him.
Yeah,
and
that's fine.
If the team who's interested in keeping him wants him back, more often than not, they work out the deal before the other, partially because they get to negotiate for the next like 6 days unencumbered before the legal tampering period begins
Monday. Yeah, Monday, legal.
And
a week from today.
We'll start firing this thing off.
By this time next week, there'll be plenty of moves already done.
Is there
all the reports will be coming out for some of the biggest guys.
Yeah, is there a potential like devil's advocate to the arm length thing? Because in fairness, I know they were not selected in the first round, but Wanya Morris hadn't panned out too well. Kingsley Suamatia hadn't panned out too well. Is there not that it shouldn't be a deal like thing that matters, but if it's the end all be on why you draft a guy and why you don't, the last two guys that they drafted got benched and they have the arm length and everything. Like, I know they weren't drafted in the first round, but is that something that you might just have to overlook at this point because the last two ones have totally
been... And they're all just like super athletes and you're just like,
I just think they have a fundamental belief in how it goes.
You can't block the defensive ends in the NFL if your arms are short.
I mean, in fairness, the guys they've drafted arms are long and they can't block them either. So there's that.
Well, no argument there.
I don't think anybody has definitively ever thought that. Like, when we talk about the arm length stuff, like the Chiefs have said, well, if he has this arm length, he's guaranteed to be a success. Nobody's saying that.
It just seems like it knocks him further down their list.
It definitely does. And someone says, hey, Mahomes even has an injury history. Patrick Mahomes doesn't miss games, though. There's a difference. Yes, he has the ankle injury. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Stanley, again, played 6 games in 1 game 1 year. Players get hurt. There's a difference between being hurt and missing games within that.
If he was Anthony Richardson and having to miss every other game.
Played
yes.
The last 2 years, 16 games, and he sat out on purpose because they didn't need him. Then 17 and 17. So, yeah, it's not. There's a big difference.
That's saying how every player is hurt by the end of the season. Yeah. By that same metric, Travis Kelce has an injury problem, and he's missed like 3 games in like 10 years.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes 5 years ago having the knee issue is not injury history. No. If you're trying to make the case, Zach, I appreciate the text, my man. I really do. But like you're trying to make the case that Patrick Mahomes is just as injury prone as Ronnie Stanley.
I can't get
that's just not a good comparison, man. That's
just
all
factually incorrect.
That's all.